play it where you can. And as I was reading the scripture, it says love passes knowledge. And you know what? I've always thought of that meant where it went over. No, if you throw a football, you release it from you to that person. And what God began to show me is you've got to let go of the knowledge of who you think you are and grasp that love. That's what he spoke to me through that message. We're going to have Mike come and share, and then we'll come back. Brother, you're... That's what the Lord showed you.
Danny, you said that that is simplicity. You know, and sometimes we have made it very difficult. Sometimes we have made it hard for other people to know God, and we've made it hard for ourselves to understand Him as well. How we perceive God to be, or how we perceive God to be, is how we respond to Him. And those responses affect other people. We've had the privilege of watching D.E. Pogue over the last few weeks, since the first of the year, going through his book. One of the things he does in his church service in the mornings, he says that when you walk through those doors, he said all the labels fall off.
Yes.
He said all the denominational labels, everything that sets you apart drops away, and we're here to worship in spirit and truth. And you know, when we drop off those labels, if I have a label on me, that's how someone knows me, or that's how I feel secure in something that I can call me. But when we come and we worship in spirit and truth, and we learn the truths that we've heard today, when we let the label fall off, it's not me, it's Him. And if we can let that label get out of the way, that helps us to see Him clearer. Marquis says that freedom is unthreatened existence. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know, we've talked about that scripture, and we've said that we can throw the Bible on the ground and stand on it all day long and say we're standing on the truth or standing on the promises. But there's an English grammar aspect of that verse. It says the truth you know, and you shall know the truth, and the truth you know shall set you free. The truth you perceive, understand, and apply to yourself, and the truth you let transform you will set you free. Then you will have that unthreatened existence. We've talked a lot about earth suits, about how we represent Christ, and how we represent Christ. In closing the conference, we've heard many truths. We've heard all aspects of how we see God, how we're to see God. But there's something this morning that Nicole said that I have thought about all afternoon. The phrase, I heard every word she said, but the phrase that has stuck with me when she said, and it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
That has bothered me all afternoon. Some of you, if you work with youth or young people who have not been in church, they don't understand, and like some of the other speakers have said, they don't understand what we're talking about. We go back to that label of our Christianity. And we pick up that label and we say, well, that's all we know. Or that's what we're used to. And that's a good thing, but that's not going to introduce her to God or introduce a new generation to God. That's what we've got to figure out. That's our fault. We've got to take responsibility when she says that it's not working, to listen to that, to listen to the other voices when we try to use our churchology. It's not working. We know that. That's what this conference is about. But we got to figure out how to make it work. We can't go back and lay the blame, well, it's my heritage or my pedigree. Those are good things. But we've got to spring from that. And we've got to, the unknown God that's becoming known to us, we've got to share Him with others. In 1 Peter, he talks about that we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. We have heard that verse all of our church lives. One of the things that speaks to me is Jesus, or God, is telling us how much it costs God. to redeem us. He says that it took the blood of Christ to redeem the world. But there is another aspect of that. He also tells us our value to Him. He says that we were worth the blood that He gave to redeem man back to Himself. We've got to be able to express what is in here, to get it out of here, bring it from here. We've had a lot in this. And today, if I had to ask you, what does God require of you? Not religion or not law thinking, but what would you say that God required of you? And Danny said, it's to love. And when we love, we're to express His image. That's how we love.
Yeah.
It's not saying, I love you. You know, to your spouses or your girlfriends or boyfriends or whatever, they say, well, don't tell me, show me. That's what God is telling us. He said, we're saying it. Now we got to show it. That's hard to do. That's hard to do because sometimes we don't know how. But I think that's what we got to figure out. And I think listening to Him, talking it like this, I think that will help us to understand the word understand. What His heart is for His creation. If we see His creation through His eyes, listen through His heartbeat, and see the world that He created in His own aspect, in His own sight, quit looking at it through our eyes, at the division, at the differences, at how we can make it one when He's already done that, and see it that way. Beth, did you want to share that? She had something today that she wanted to say on the satellite. Mark, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, more of this. We want it.
I don't normally do this, so he's the talker. But, you know, since the dinner break, I've kind of felt a shift in the spirit realm more toward the prophetic. And this morning when the gentleman was talking about the surveying and how he'd had to come up, you know, as technology advanced, he had to do things differently. Nobody fought technology more than I did. First time I decided, okay, I'm going to try the internet. I got whatever I was looking up. There was like 1,196 sites. That overwhelmed me. I thought, after I did three or four, and I thought, this is not for me. But the more I've kept on with it, and the more I've learned, the more advanced I've become in it. And the thing God was showing me when that gentleman was talking was just like He was forced to make those changes to be able to do His job and do it well. That's what's happening with us in the spirit realm. We're going to have to adjust our thinking and the way we've always done things to actually show the Christ to this generation that's coming up now. We're going to have to change things that we've done, things that in our religious world may have been a no-no. And Brother Harold hit it right on the head when he was talking about the change. And it's not always going to be comfortable for us. I would say more times than not, it won't be comfortable for us. And the second thing God showed me was that when He was talking about us being satellites, and I know this was God because I don't know anything about anything like that. He said satellites feed off of each other. And then what happens when the satellites feed off of each other? The signal becomes stronger.
Yeah.
And for us to, as a body, corporate body, and as individuals, to become stronger, we're going to have to feed off of each other. That's why the conferences like this are so wonderful. But then there's another side of that shift too. We're going to find that we're feeding more off of those who haven't came to that knowledge of Christ.
That's good.
And the knowledge of what God has done. And when that happens, that's totally against what the church has taught us all these years. The religious system, you know, that we're to do all this showing them and living in front. They're going to show us some things.
Yeah.
Yes. There are some people that have done and said things to me that after I thought about it and let the Spirit of God minister to me about it, I thought that's some of the most awesome revelation I've ever heard.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
But that's what the Lord showed me this morning, and like I said, I sensed since dinner that the Spirit has shifted more toward the prophetic, and I just feel like God wanted me to share that with y'all.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good.
I want to let Mark and Kathy know, and Danny and Sandra, we appreciate this so much. This has been a feeding time for us, a time to hear, to learn, and we appreciate this so much. Mark?
Well, that was really good. I want to do two things.